Love is the most powerful of human emotions, and new love can make us feel alive like nothing else. What is the most powerful of human emotions? Love is the most powerful of human emotions. How can new love make us feel? New love can make us feel alive. The other side of love is the pain of love that has come and gone. What is the other side of love? The other side of love is the pain of love that has come and gone. Most of us have experienced lost love at some point, and many people believe that time heals all wounds. Do many people believe that time heals all wounds? Yes, many people believe that time heals all wounds. What do you believe? Have you experienced lost love? Could there be another way? What if we could erase the pain of lost love? In the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which takes place in the future, a company exists that provides a service to people who want to erase their memories. Does this movie take place in the future or the past? This movie takes place in the future. Have you seen this movie? Here is the story of what happens to a man named Joel. Joel Barish was a quiet, reserved man. What kind of man was Joel? Joel was a quiet, reserved man. Are you quiet and reserved? His life wasn't particularly exciting, but he liked things that way. Was his life exciting? No, it wasn't particularly exciting. One Valentine's Day, Joel woke up in a strange mood which he couldn't describe. What day was it? It was Valentine's Day. Was Joel in a strange mood? Yes, Joel was in a strange mood. He dressed himself and got ready for work, but when he stepped out the door, he decided not to go. Where was he going? He was going to work. Did he decide not to go? Yes, he decided to not go to work. Instead, for some reason he can't explain, Joel got on a train headed to the beach area of Montauk, Long Island. Did he get on a train? Yes, he got on a train. Where was the train going? The train was going to Montauk, Long Island. Once he arrived there, he sat on the beach all by himself and wrote in his journal. What did he do when he arrived? He sat on the beach and wrote in his journal. While he was writing, a girl with dyed blue hair caught his eye, but he couldn't find the courage to approach her. What caught Joel's eye? A girl with dyed blue hair caught his eye. Did he approach her? No, he didn't approach her. On the way home, though, it turns out he and the blue-haired girl were on the same train. Did he see her on the train? Yes, he saw her on the train. She introduced herself to Joel as Clementine Krasinski. Did Joel first introduce himself to Clementine? No, Clementine first introduced herself to Joel. Joel felt that the conversation was awkward yet familiar, all at the same time. Did Joel feel the conversation was awkward? Yes, Joel felt the conversation was awkward. What else did Joel feel about the conversation? Joel felt the conversation was awkward and familiar, all at the same time. Even though Clementine had a different personality than Joel, he was still attracted to her. Did they have similar personalities? No, they had different personalities. He called her as soon as he got home to make plans with her for the next day. When did he call her? He called her as soon as he got home. The next night, Joel and Clementine visited the Charles River and laid down together on the ice. Their opposite personalities seemed to click, and they both felt themselves falling in love with each other. Did their personalities click? Yes, their personalities clicked. Were they falling in love? Yes, they were falling in love.